Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and good evening if you're in Israel, like I am. It's nice to greet everybody from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, or today, as the case may be, we're going to be learning Simin Reish Ayin Tes, Si'if Vav, and then we'll be moving on to Simin Reish Pei, Si'if Vav and Zayin, and then Simin Reish Pei, and perhaps a little bit of Simin Reish Pei Aleph as well. This is page Samach that we're going to be doing primarily, but we're still on the bottom of page 118. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Vav, Simin Reish Ayin Tes, Si'if Vav, Ner Shalom Idliku Bo Ba'us HaShabbos, Afilu Shalcheres, Demotis, if you have a ner that you did not light on that Shabbos, even if it was made out of pottery, where it's gross, va'afilu hu shel neft demasriach, and even if it's from it has a smelly oil in it that makes the whole thing reek, you're allowed to move it because muktzamach masmius is going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Brura. Do we have any Mishnah Brura on that? Yeah, and Sivkatan Yotes, Mutal Tatalo, Vaftu Klisham Lachtal the Isser, even though it's a Klisham Lachtal the Isser, Mikal Makom, Tarkufa Makoma, Mutter, Kamashkas of Simshin Chasiv Gimel, Tarkufa Makoma, we know that even a Klisham Lachtal the Isser is Mutter. So Mutter holds the Katoras Kli Alev, Chazi Lachsuye Beimana. Why is it Mutter? Because it has Toras Kli on it, and you could use it to cover another Kli with. So therefore it's considered to be a kli, and that's what makes it a kli shem lach del iser, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, si'if zayin, menorah ben gadol ben ketana, if you have whether a small or a large candelabra, im hi shal prakim, if it's made out of different pieces that snap into place with each other, ein metaltelon, so you're not allowed to move it at all, d'chashin and shematipo v'tesparek, v'yachzirena, because we're afraid that you might drop it and then it's going to fall to pieces, and then you're going to put the pieces back together again, v'nimtza osa kli, and then it will turn out that you made a kli. V'afilu me'ena shal prakim, eliyesh b'charitim savi v'dome l'shal prakim asa l'taltala. And even if it's not actually made of many pieces, but there are grooves in it that make it look like it's made of many pieces, even then you're not allowed to be metaltalit, because it looks like the type of menorah that if it fell to pieces, you would put back together. Says in Mishra Buras of Karn Chafal, menorah afilu chadash shal adliku b'me'olam. This has nothing to do with everything we've been talking about until now. This is a menorah that no one ever used, no one ever lit. It was not, so we're not talking about its muktzah status on account of a flame or anything like that, or on account of it being a klisha mlach delis or anything like that. This is purely on account of the fact that it might fall apart and you might put it back together again. V'nimtza osa kli, it will turn out that you made a kli. Ayin betaz v'ayin l'kamantz v'mtof kofiyotas siv beis. V'imdaka lios rafui, shari kamosh kosov siv mishin yud gimel siv vav. And if it's typically very loosely held together, then it's going to be mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah over there, we discuss other types of such kelim. Sivkat Chav Gimel V'Dome. So we said this is like a person is that if it has grooves in it, it's like a kli that's made. It's like a menorah that's made out of different pieces. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum Demechlef Bishal Prakim. It would be easily confused with a menorah made of different pieces. Vida, and you need to know the Lefiyah Misbar B'Siv Zeh Also Tatal Neiro Shalom. That nowadays to carry a leichter is going to be a problem, because our leichters apparently, I don't know if our leichters, but some leichters nowadays, but the leichters in the time of the Mishnah Brura apparently were always made shel prakim, meaning they had more kids, they wanted to add more candles, they wanted, right? So it was oftentimes made out of different pieces, and therefore you're not allowed to carry such a ner. Now we move on to Simin Reish Pei. So this is only two se'ifim in the simin. We'll read them both together, and then we'll read the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tashmish Hamita mita'anuke Shabbos, who having Tashmish Hamita is considered one of the enjoyments of Shabbos, lefichach anos tamid chacham mabriya milal Shabbos al Shabbos. And therefore it's appropriate for healthy tamid chachamim to have Tashmish Hamita on Friday nights, every Friday night. Now, you know, we'll actually read the Mishnah Berurah first on Sif Aleph. So Sif Katan Aleph, onas v'yazor l'kayim onas. So, and it's a person should be careful to fulfill this mitzvah of Ona. mitzvah lechol shum be'erev Shabbos or be'lel Shabbos. It's a good idea to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos or on Friday night Suda. V'odin shar dvarim hamarbim zera ayin simtaf reishches, or anything that causes an extra, you know, the more fertility, virility, is a good idea to have on Friday night. Kasab b'sefer chasidim simshin sadi d'shumim mevatim taiva rak shlim tsluyim marbim zera. But one needs to be careful, because raw garlic will take away one's desire for tashmish amita, not only desire of the other person that smells it on your breath, but one's own desire for tashmish amita. But it's only if it's going to be if it's roasted garlic that it's mar bezera, that has a positive impact. Okras of kaldvar malucha mematim v'chein kidneys, and he goes on to say salty things are not good, beans are not good, v'adashim uveshalim chein malucha marbin. But if you have lentils that are cooked that are not salted, those are good for it to be mar bezera. Sivkat and beis habriim. So we said healthy tamid chachamim shavtash meshamita on Friday nights. La fuke talushe koach. This comes to exclude weaker people. Einum chayav malafi kochan. They're only chayav what they have energy for. Milel Shabbos. So haynu levad lel tvila. This is not to say that the only time one should ever have tashmish is on lel Shabbos, because on lel tvila one should also have tashmish. That's also a mitzvah sona. V'tzorich liyizor shekodem shiagia laila chayav laharos chibe yaseira va'ava imishto. And one must be careful that before nighttime comes, you have to plan in advance. So a person should already be showing extra love to his wife. Vein tzorich lomar shlo yargil shum katat of Erev Shabbos. And obviously, one should not be picking any fights on Erev Shabbos. It's sometimes a stressful time in homes on Erev Shabbos, so one should be extremely careful not to get into any arguments on Erev Shabbos, especially considering that that night is a lel ona. Says the Shulchan Aruch Nafsif Beis, Mutter livol lechadchila besula b'Shabbos, vein bo mishum chol v'vlo mishum tzarla. One is allowed to have bia with a besula for the first time, newlywed couple. They can have their first bia on Shabbos, and it's not a violation of chavala, nor a violation of causing tzar to her that would ruin her own Shabbos, even though it does cause some amount of pain for a woman the first time she has tashmish amita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mishum chovel t'dam if kapakid. The reason it's not a violation of chavala, even though she's going to bleed, is because that blood is considered to be stored up in a sack, so to speak. That the dam besulim is not like regular circulatory blood. It's all gathered in that area as if it were placed inside of a kli. And this is the opening that the dam just comes out of. It's like a kli that you just opened up the cap to, and now the dam comes out of. So that's not chavala. There are those that say that where the minig is to be machmir, we should not be makil to allow people to do this. But the Taz says, no, we absolutely cannot make it usher to have bia for the first time on Shabbos. That the greatest gaonim and tzaddikim had bia for the first time on Shabbos. So even though the Taz thinks that if people have a minig to be machmir, we should be machmir for them, says Mishnah Berurah, no, it is strange to be machmir. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is a long sugi in the first part of Maseches Ksubos, whether one is allowed to be bol b'tchil b'Shabbos, and the Gemara comes to a clear conclusion that it's mutar livol b'tchil b'Shabbos. So it's a strange thing to do, to have such a chumra like that against the maskana of the Gemara. That even though you're allowed to have bia for the first time on Shabbos, the yichud should happen before Shabbos. Because some say that our chuppah doesn't actually count as the chuppah. That what counts as the chuppah is the yichud room. So if a couple had the chuppah on Friday and they only have the yichud room on Shabbos, he's making a kinyan on Shabbos because he's been called to the isha on Shabbos, if that counts as the chuppah. So you want to make sure that the yichud room happens on Erev Shabbos, even though the bia is only going to happen on Shabbos. Let's start Simin Resh Pei Aleph. Ein lishchos vilchal levad chanach modim shein lishchos al b'mkam shomer chachamim. One should not bow by the phrase lichal levad chanach modim. Where is that? Is that in nishmas? Not sure where that is, because you only bow in places where the Chachamim say that you're supposed to bow. Says the Ramah, anyway, you don't have to worry about where it is, because you're not supposed to bow, meaning whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So says the Ramah, V'noagim Shabbos ma'achrin yoser lava lebeis haknesses mi'b'chol. The minig is to come a little later to shul on Shabbos than during the week. That does not mean later to davening. It means that the davening time should start later, meaning if you daven at 6:55 minyan during the week, a 7:45 minyan or 8 o'clock minyan on Shabbos is appropriate. It does not mean that when davening starts at 8:45, you're supposed to show up at 9:30. But the minig is to start davening later on Shabbos than during the week. Mishum de bitamid shal yimos achol nemar baboker, because by the tamid of a weekday it says the phrase baboker. Veitzel Shabbos nemar ubayom haShabbos the mashma ichur, but by Shabbos it says ubayom haShabbos, which implies that it's a little bit of a later time. So let's just see sif katan aleph and only sif katan aleph today in the Mishnah Berura ma'achrin umikol makom tzrichin lizar shelo lavros makriyashma. Even though davening starts a little later on Shabbos, it shouldn't start so late that you're going to miss makriyashma. Ubarashi mashma shekam b'Shabbos mitzvah lemayr likur kriyashma kivasikin, and Rashi thinks that even on Shabbos it's the best thing to say Kriyashma Kivasikin. So let's review what we learned today. So first we said that if you have a ner that is gross, it's still considered a kli, so you're allowed to move it l'tzorach gufo, l'tzorach makolo. And then we said at the end of Simin Reish Ayin Tes, that any kli that's made of multiple parts that are put together, or even if it just has seams that makes it look like a kli that's made of multiple parts, leaving aside whether it was ever used to light or anything like that, it's usher to move it because you might put it together and make a kli. And then in Simin Reish Pei we learned that since there is a mitzvah's ona on Friday night, one should eat the right kinds of foods and treat his wife accordingly to be ready for the mitzvah's ona. And then we also learned that it's absolutely mutter to have the first bia on Shabbos, even though the Taz thinks that there's a minigvah in some places to be machmir. Mishmur says absolutely mutter. However, yichud should happen before Shabbos so that you're not making a kinyan on Shabbos. And then finally we learned at the beginning of Simin Reish Pei Aleph that the minig is to start shul a bit later on Shabbos, but not at the expense of Zman Kriyashma. So that's Shem tomorrow, probably from the airport, but I'm not sure. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the continuation of Simin Reish Pei Aleph, Si'if Aleph. Looking forward to seeing everyone then. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.